JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Season's greetings, everyone. Welcome to the program. Coming up, Governor General invites Jamaicans to enter Good Deeds competition. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're listening to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is inviting Jamaicans to participate in the Christmas Good Deeds competition as part of efforts to extend the spirit of giving to the less fortunate this season. The contest encourages Jamaicans to do something special for someone in need this Christmas in 3 specific categories: children in state care, the indigent in infirmaries, or senior citizens in homes for the aged. The competition is in its first year and is open to families, individuals, or groups of individuals who are not formally engaged in service or outreach activities either through church or service clubs. It will run from December 15 to 29, with winners being announced on January 5, 2015. There is no age limit for entrance, but persons under the age of 18 must have parental approval. Entries will only be accepted via King's House social media platforms, including Facebook at www.facebook.com/governor.general.jamaica or on Twitter at King's House_GG. Entrants are being asked to send a written submission of their Christmas Good Deeds project no later than December 29, with a detailed project report along with photographs. Submissions will be judged on overall quality of the project, including impact, creativity, and authenticity. The person or persons with the most outstanding project will win lunch for 4 at King's House. Second place is split into 3 prizes, 1 per county. It entails lunch for 2 at a restaurant or hotel in Kingston, Ocherias, or Montego Bay. Third place is also split into 3 prizes, 1 per county. Third place winners will get tickets for 2 persons to a play in Kingston or the pantomime. There will also be several consolation prizes of gift baskets. For further details, visit the King's House website at www.kingshouse.gov.jm.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
On the Vision 2030, one of the national outcomes is to have a healthy and stable population. In order to achieve this, a health promotion approach will be taken and healthy lifestyle practices encouraged. Emphasis will be placed on strengthening primary healthcare delivery while improving secondary and tertiary care. This is all part of the goal to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Now, here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
We have independent 1962, and at before 1962, nobody couldn't go up on the peace later at 9 o'clock at night. No church couldn't peace later at 9 o'clock at night. Bar couldn't open later at 9 o'clock. After independence, no, these things could happen. But you know, we live a good life. I see me and Zacchaeus Thomas Manning the first place.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or by giving us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. Join us again on this station on weekdays for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.